The history of the regulation of construction and quarries in Ireland is really appalling. And in counties like Donegal, we pay a profound price for it. I live in Buncrana, and Buncrana is the epicentre of the defective blocks crisis. And there will not be a day goes by that I am talking to a family whose lives are utterly destroyed by the fact that their homes are falling apart. It's not just about the cost of how you're going to do it, but it's the mental health, the utter devastation. And it isn't just in terms of defective blocks, it's defective apartments. It's pyrite, it's mica, it's perlitite, iron sulfates, and the absolute failure to regulate the industry. And even as we speak, technically, the quarries that produced these defective blocks that fall apart like Weetabix, they are still not subject to proper regulation. They still self-regulate to a large extent. So I wanted to take the opportunity, because part of this legislation focuses on quarries and focuses on the training of people in this industry to do things properly, to have a standard, to have oversight. That's very, very welcome. But as we speak, the body that is tasked to some degree with the oversight of the quarries to ensure things are done properly is the National Building Control and Market Surveillance Office, linked to Dublin City Council. And they were tasked, for example, with carrying out an audit in partnership with Donegal County Council and the Geological Survey of Ireland of the quarries in Donegal to see what is the state of play as we speak. I was at the Oireachtas committee that engaged with them after they'd completed the audit. And I found it really, really alarming. Really alarming that even after the utter devastation caused to thousands of families in Donegal, in Mayo, and in counties down the west of Ireland, it's estimated as many as 14 counties. This is a growing crisis. Even after what the government has said will cost us billions of euro, can you imagine that even with all of that, we still have not got access to test some of the quarries that we know to be responsible for this crisis? There has not been petrographic tests done of these quarries. They couldn't get access, the people who were doing the audit. Imagine, I can't think of a scandal that has devastated so many people with a cost of billions of euro to the state and untold costs for the years to come, for the decades to come. We're still, we don't have full accountability, full access to the truth, full assurance to people this will never happen again. And that's why I want to raise this today. Because we have to be 100% certain that this will never happen again. That no quarry in Ireland will be allowed to produce products of the devastating impact that they produced. And it's not just in Donegal, it's down the west of Ireland, and I believe it's a wide range of counties. So when you talk about the audit that was carried out by the NBC MSO, and the recommendations for training and so on, obviously this new body will have oversight of that. But we need to make sure, and this is the key issue, that we do not allow quarries to produce concrete blocks that have too high a content of perlitite, iron sulfates, mica, pyrite, any of these minerals that are defined in Irish law, and indeed in European law, that we don't allow it to happen. It cannot be allowed to happen. That there's not self-regulation, that you just do whatever you want yourself. That there's full oversight, full eyes upon this industry to make sure this never happens again. Whatever about the devastated families in Donegal, the west of Ireland and these other counties, this will impact on every citizen in this state. It'll be multiple billions of euro by the time this is all finished. The cost of providing the redress for all of the families. Multiple billions of euro. And I can't think of any other scandal where we wouldn't make sure it absolutely can never happen again. So what I'm asking is, in terms of this legislation, that is a welcome step in the right direction, that we absolutely ensure, in terms of quarries, that they can never ever produce defective concrete blocks again, that they absolutely comply with Irish law, European law, and that every effort is made to oversee them, get access to the quarries, train them, apply the law rigorously. That's the least that you can do to repay the debt to the thousands and thousands of families whose lives have been destroyed because of the failures of the past.